This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're going to get into Jeffrey Tucker, a story that you were pretty hot about here tonight, Richie. You wanted to share.
I like Jeffrey Tucker. I think this is fun.
I think he's an interesting character. We've had him on our show as kind of a guest co-host from time to time whenever we're at some event or another, Anarchapulco or wherever it is he is that we're at. We always drag him in for, you know, at least an hour.
He's worth listening to.
Yeah, he's a really bright guy, really knows his stuff when it comes to economics, and that'll tie into the discussions we've been having over the last hour about regulation and forced wealth redistribution and inflation. Those are places we've been. If you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to join us also on the Discord lines over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Richie in the studio here tonight. So let's jump into it here with the economics is the honey badger.
The honey badger.
All right. Where's it coming from, by the way? Where was the publishing site?
Oh, man. I don't remember the acronym name, but AIER.org.
AIER. Okay. This must be the company he's working for, the organization that he's working for.
I mean, I can look it up.
I'll check it.
The two largest gangs in the world, in world politics today.
American Institute for Economic Research.
There you go. The two largest gangs in world politics today, the left and the right, have spent the last several years of ideological upheaval publicly proclaiming that economics is a pointy-head pseudoscience that should never be allowed to get in the way of a leader's vision.
Mm.
The left has been pushing the glories of free everything, as funded by the magic printing press, centrally planned equality and scientific public management, though it seems never have worked anywhere, will work this time.
Right. You just have to elect the right person.
Bernie.
Or that other guy or gal or whoever. Maduro. Put the person in.
Leave him in Venezuela.
But this is what they frequently will say is, you know, you can point to all these failures of communism and socialism that, you know, just litter the history books. And the response is, of course, well, they just did it wrong.
Yeah, that wasn't real socialism.
We've got to do it my way.
The correct way. The democratic way. Mm. This go round. This time is different, they say.
Right.
Now, there is a real passion for intersectional justice driving this mass movement. Plus, the world is going to melt in 12 years, so we have no choice but to shut down capitalism and go back to foraging for food. We used to say hunting and gathering, but the modern left is against hunting. The right has been just as dismissive of economics. They say that economics must defer to national greatness and to a people's higher spiritual ambition. There's no point to wealth unless it feeds a sense of national purpose, a society of cohesion led by a great man whose drive and ambition grants us our lives' meaning.
Man, yeah, that he summed up both sides pretty effectively. The great man, of course, at the moment is Donald Trump, for those on the right.
Making America great again. We, that magic plural pronoun that unites society and state, the collective and the individual, the leaders and his follower, must always be number one. Print the hats, unfurl the flags, attend the rallies, sing the songs, and then we'll win so much your head will spin. As an aside, I've never understood that metaphor. A spinning head is not a sign of life. Meanwhile, the experience...
Sign of needing an exorcism.
Vomiting green pea soup. Meanwhile, the experience in theory of 500 years is behind the general proposition that wealth creation depends fundamentally on the expansion of the division of labor. That's a fancy way of saying that the more we cooperate together through markets, the more productive our lives can be. More trade, more benefit, more innovation, respect property rights, defer to the contracts of private parties, celebrate profits, and permit the widest possible opportunity for innovation, and you have the makings of a wealthy society. Nor is this restricted by the borders of the nation state. Cooperation should be international to support a growing population.
Right. A lot of the conservatives can see the benefit of getting the government out of their business, But when it comes to those overseas people, they want to lock down the borders. They want tariffs. They want restrictions. They want regulations to protect them from outside competition.
Well, yeah, because how can American companies compete in China with China tariffs? We have to level the playing field and equalize that by putting tariffs on Chinese goods.
And now you've got, apparently, the farmers in the United States are hurting because of some of the Trump tariffs. They're not happy at all.
And a lot of them are now also getting subsidies from the Trump administration to make up for that.
So it's bad economics on top of bad economics, which is typical government solutions, right? Yes. They created the problem, and they're going to make it worse.
Always the case when it comes to government problems. What do we mean by wealth? Are we talking fripperies, furs, and fun for the rich and famous? Sure, that's a part of it. You can say that is culturally tacky part of it, because Jeffrey Tucker likes McDonald's and fast foods and all that other.
He likes fancy stuff. He's always got like a bottle, like a cup of wine that he's carrying around.
Yeah, that's true too. He
dresses very nice.
I love the way he dresses. Yeah. All right. More importantly, it means longer lives, cures for diseases, wider access to communication technology, more opportunities for travel, time to write and reflect, the ability to be secure in person and property, the discretionary income to support the arts and religion, and the ability to rise above subsistence so that we can love fully and be fully loved.
Right, and all those things that he just, that list that he just went through, all of those things will come down in price, too, when given freedom, when the market is able to actually compete, when you don't have all these regulations and extra costs being imposed from the outside upon these producers, upon the innovators. You see the prices come down through market competition. So if you can't afford that plasma TV, you know, today, give it 10 years. I mean, look at what you've got in like consumer electronics now. Seriously. I was looking at television prices the other day. I haven't bought a new television since 2006, I think. I think I got one like shortly after I moved here, maybe 07, okay. 06, so like more than a decade ago. And I paid $1,000 at that time for a 45-inch television. You can't find one for more than a couple hundred bucks now.
For that size, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what that $1,000 will get you now, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can get an 85-incher or something crazy like that, or at the very least 60 or 55. Like, I can buy a television that's too big for my room now for that same amount of money.
Yeah. I've been personally looking at projectors. Just
oh, really?
We have high ceilings in our apartment, so there's like an empty wall above the TV.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, if I could get, I have a cheap one, but you can't really change the focus on it, so I can't put it in a spot that puts it right where that wall. Right, yeah. So I'm like, well, if I just spend a little bit more money,
right.
less than a TV, right in that nice spot.
And way less than projectors used to cost as
well.
And now with like LED or LCD technology, it's, you know, I suspect the bulbs are still pretty expensive, but maybe they're moving to LED for those. I don't know. I haven't looked in a while.
DLP technology as well. Yeah. I don't know.
That's old now.
Okay.
DLP.
I mean, they're still making them on the high-end projectors.
Sure.
It could even mean saving enough money so that when you pass on from this world, you can leave a substantial bequest to your daughter's children who was born with severe autism and needs lifetime support, or possibly give a large gift to a convent of religious sisters who have a calling to live a life of teaching, singing, and praying. That's what wealth really means. It's the material path towards living a better life.
Mm.
That's the most we can hope for in this world. The point of economics is to explain how we get there. Economics explores and explains the forces that govern the interactions of resources and social needs, forces that operate without anyone pulling levers or pointing guns. Knowing these forces puts limits on the political visions of fanatics. It constrains the range of the possible within the structure of existing reality.
So he's saying economics is a way of observing what's true, right? And
yes.
Speaking and explaining, sort of like math is explaining the world in a series of numbers. Economics explains the world in, you know, how
social
terms interact.
Yeah, the interaction amongst people, the voluntary trade of people, how that works, how that makes everyone involved in that transaction or that trade wealthier than they were prior to trading. In most cases, right, you get a bum product every now and then.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to continue here more with Jeffrey Tucker on economics as a honey badger He hasn't gotten to the honey badger part yet here, but we'll see what else he has to say. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, especially if you want to weigh into the discussion here and share your thoughts. You're welcome to join us, 855-450-3733, or hop in our Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years. With experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition. We're talking about economics. And I know that sounds dry, but it's actually, I think it's pretty interesting. And by no means am I an economics, you know, expert or whatever, but I don't think you have to be. I don't think you have to go to college. In fact, that's probably going to damage your knowledge about economics because they're teaching, what is it, Keynesianism?
Yeah, for the most
part. So let's continue that, but also want you to know about local.bitcoin.com. Actually, you and I were talking about local.bitcoin.com off the air tonight. Richie, it's Ian and Richie here, by the way, behind the mics. And this is a place where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, and you can use dozens of payment methods to do that. And some of the payment methods you do need to know are a little more risky than others, especially if you're a seller. So keep that in mind when dealing with PayPal and Venmo, for instance. But some of them are safer, like bank deposits or remittances or meeting somebody in real life with cash. These are all options, and there's many, many more, especially for international users. There's some methods on there that you can't even use in the United States. So I tried Alipay, for instance, the Alibaba payment system. You can't do it from the United States. You can create an account, but it won't let you add any cards to it. So there's a bunch of different options for people all around the globe at local.bitcoin.com. And importantly, there's no identification requirements to create your accounts. There's no what they call know your customer.
That's the best part for me.
Yeah. And also, communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. So, Richie, you're sharing a piece written by Jeffrey Tucker over at AIER.org, the American Institute for Economic Research. It's about economics and the honey badger.
Right. So I was reading ahead during the break because I know when the title says something like the honey badger, you like to have that connection made. So I read ahead, and the article doesn't really make a connection to the honey badger, aside from if you already know about the honey badger, and since it's famous online, you know, a lot of people might already know, but I pulled up the wiki just to give a little bit of background on the honey badger.
Yeah.
Just so you, since apparently you haven't seen the videos, Ian.
I've seen them on occasion.
And amazing this thing is. Some quick facts on the honey badger from the wiki. They're one of the few species known to be capable of using tools, where they'll make their own tools and create it. So very resourceful. They have been known, where is it?
That's a sign of intelligence, right? If a being can fashion a tool,
yes,
that's a sign that suggests that it is a higher thinking animal.
Yes, and I've seen videos of them escape from their own cage, and the handler doesn't know how they were doing it, and they were, you know, they were finding a way to like reach around and unlock the lock and get out and prance about and do their thing.
That's awesome.
Then they get picked up, put back in there, and they do it again because they didn't catch them
right
the first time. Honey badgers are notorious for their strength, ferocity, and toughness. They've been known to savagely and fiercely attack almost any kind of animal when escape is impossible, reportedly even repelling much larger predators such as lions. Bee stings, porcupine quills, and animal bites rarely penetrate their skin. If horses, cattle, Cape buffaloes intrude, it will attack them. It's virtually tireless in combat and can wear out much larger animals in physical confrontation. So that's the highlights that I wanted to share.
So it's a badass.
Yes, and it's probably one of the most durable and ferocious animals on the planet just for that ability itself, right? So when you see the videos of the honey badger, it's like, you know, why would it attack a snake? Well, because it wins.
Yeah.
And if it gets bit by the snake, it doesn't die. It just, you know, shakes it off a little bit, then walks away as if nothing happened. You know, there's photos of the honey badger with the porcupine quills just stuck in it.
Damn.
You know, and the honey badger just doesn't care. Just continuing on its path, full of porcupine quills. That's when I think of the honey badger, that's what I think. You know, durable, ferocious, like uncompromising, and I think that's where the comparison gets made throughout the article as we read on. That main reality is what economists call scarcity, the unavoidable fact that our desires will always outstrip the capacity of the world to provide for them. Hence, we must find a way to make more for everyone, granting as much access as possible through the freedom to trade and innovate.
Well, I mean, it's true that your desires may be outstripped at the moment, right? But in a lot of cases, it's that desire that drives the innovation to make those things possible.
Yeah.
So eventually, you can reach many of those desires.
That's why we consider it to be an ever-expanding pie,
right,
with the wealth pie, whereas people, you know, the socialists and the communists always think of
a limited
pie, and then the wealthy people have so much of this that there's none left for anybody else. Whereas if they, you know, turn that desire into innovation and ingenuity, they could expand that pie for themselves and for other people,
right,
giving them even more of it.
So the wealthy people will get a larger pie piece, but so will other people,
yes,
as well, because of new developments, because of costs coming down through competition. And, of course, once that new thing is reached, once the innovator has created the thing that innovates and it's out there, then they usually come up with another idea, right?
Sure.
Because now there's a new thing that needs to be created. Now there's a new solution to a new problem that has surfaced. There's always something else.
That's the easiest way to make money, man. Yeah. Find a problem that somebody else has and solve it for
them. That's true.
And they will pay you for that.
Indeed.
So,
like ransomware.
Yeah, exactly. And kudos to those guys for helping us out fight the state. Here's where it gets more honey badger-ish.
All right.
What happens when you fight economics?
You lose.
That's the part of it. Economics pushes back. It cares nothing for your vision, speeches, songs, hats, and rallies.
Well, I should say everyone loses because, you know, as the government goons fight economics, they do successfully slow things down. They do put barriers in the way of the economy, like we were talking about earlier with,
yeah,
you know, poor people being kept out by kicking the rungs of the economic ladder out from underneath them through government regulations. So they can slow things down. They can make things more difficult, but ultimately the market does persist, even in Venezuela,
yeah,
where there's a tremendous amount of regulation and just state control of industry, nationalization of industry, you still have people that they have to live, so they have to trade, and so the black market is bustling.
And that slowness of government is one of the weird arguments I hear from tech people, tech journalists that lean left,
mm-hmm,
is they consider that to be a good thing, right? They want the government to operate slow and inefficiently because it puts a cap on how much advantage these tech companies can take of their users and consumers, type of a thing, right? You know, you restrict them from innovating and growing too quickly, and that's good for people because you want to, you know, you don't want them to make the wrong turn and harm people along their path of innovation and ingenuity. So the slowness of government is actually
But the government doesn't really even stand in the way of tech companies so much. I mean, they don't even know how to regulate them.
That's
so
mostly true.
Tech companies are one of the least regulated, I would say, companies in society, and we're all better off for it. I mean, thank goodness there's no government software approval board. Can you imagine? You know, if your video games had to go through some sort of government board where they audited the code, I mean, you'd be waiting a decade more for Duke Nukem to come out.
Duke Nukem Forever would still be
developed. Or you know, whatever other software we're talking about, your QuickBooks or whatever things that you used. Can you imagine how slow development would be if there's some government bureaucrat who literally had to audit the code before it was approved and demanded changes be made? There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders, who was criticized by liberal activists in 2016 for not focusing more on racial injustice, has now unveiled a sweeping plan aimed at slashing the country's prison population in half and ridding the criminal justice system of institutional racism and corporate profiteering.
We have more people in
The plan calls for banning cash bail, solitary confinement, and civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement officials to seize people's homes and other property even if they're not convicted of a crime. The plan also looks to legalize marijuana and abolish the death penalty. The Vermont senator would also legalize safe injection sites where people can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, we are available on a couple different streaming platforms. I mean, yeah, we got audio streams going on here. We've done that for many years. But we're newer on some of the video streaming platforms like Twitch and DLive. So one of the guys in the DLive chat room, because there's different chat rooms for each of these services. So we've got our Discord chat, which is the best place to chat. And then there's other people who chat in the DLive chat, and there's the Twitch chat as well. Twitch chat's been pretty dead tonight, but DLive's had a few folks in there. Crypto Boy says, "What's this about?" I think he's just referring to, he's probably just coming in here for the very first time. He's used to seeing people playing video games, right? Because these streaming platforms, Twitch and DLive, are primarily video game streaming platforms, but not completely. So what's this about?
This is about your life, your future, your wealth consciousness, as it were, and how economics plays a role in developing that throughout it.
And that's what it's about tonight.
Yeah.
But generally, the show is generally about open phones. We do a talk radio show, so we're actually on broadcast radio. For those of you who are new to this program, watching online, we're primarily a talk show that's on broadcast radio. But, you know, we're young enough and hip enough to, you know, to know about some of these other platforms. I'm not saying we're very hip, but maybe you are, Richie.
I'm also a gamer, though.
Yeah.
So if you want to, talk video games,
you can
hack in,
it.
And I can handle that.
Too. Yeah, yeah. You're still a pretty active gamer these days. Like, you're buying old school Atari 2600 emulators. And
I am mostly a collector at this point, but yeah. I play on occasion. So the latest one, I've been playing God of War on the PS4.
Okay.
But I also purchased the Collector Vision Phoenix, which is...
What is that?
It's a hardware emulator for the ColecoVision.
Oh, okay.
And it also plays the Atari 2600
system. Wow.
Well, it's a new system,
right?
Because it just got released, but plays
old
classic games.
Yeah.
And there's still people developing games for the system.
Isn't that
so there's
amazing?
New games for that
system. I think that's the coolest. That's like one of the coolest things within the last two decades is this sort of old school game systems that have been dead for years that people are still making new products for.
Yep.
New games from scratch, basically. It's incredible.
Yep. And my wife, you know, was talking to me the other day. She's like, I haven't seen you play much video games recently. Like,
are you okay?
I was like, what are you talking about? I just connected this new thing, and I've been playing some of the old games for like the past hour while you're doing whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah. If I had a whole nother me, I would play more games. But there's just so much else to do. I
feel that way about a lot of things. Yeah. I'd read more comic books if I wasn't playing so many video games.
Right.
You know, I'd read more actual books if I wasn't reading so many news articles.
I haven't done a video game stream on our channel in probably 2 months at this point. So I'm way overdue to do one. It's just I've been doing studio upgrades in here over the last 2 months, basically.
Priorities, man. So, studio upgrades pays the bills. Video games just pays the leisure.
It's true. Although there are some people who pay the bills with video games, which I think is amazing now, and that's what these platforms generally do. DLive and Twitch, they actually have allowed people to make a career out of just playing video games. And I gotta say, that's what we all wanted growing up in the 1990s.
I wish we had more encouragement from our families to stick with that.
right?
No, go ahead and practice your video games. Right. That'll turn into something later.
So, we are talking about economics specifically tonight. Jeffrey Tucker, who's great at explaining these things, is doing some explaining.
So what happens when you fight economics? You said that you lose, Ian, but economics pushes back. It cares nothing for your vision, speeches, songs, hats, and rallies. Mm. Indeed, not even the world's biggest guns and armies can stop the forces of supply and demand.
Mm, that's true. Look at the war on drugs. Perfect proof right there. They've spent billions on tens of billions, probably. I don't know how many billions. Lots of them.
Yep.
On trying to stop the drugs from coming in and going out of various different places. And it doesn't work.
Where has harm reduction, you know, succeeded the best? Portugal?
Yeah, where they're letting people have small amounts of drugs, basically, legally.
Yeah.
And that's resulted in fewer addicts being treated and solving their addiction problems and a healthier society overall because of that.
Seems like a model that we should follow.
But all the efforts in the world to interdict drugs have been major failures. Anyway, go ahead with more.
To watch economics pushback is not always pretty. Markets fall, people lose jobs, settled supply chains are brutally disrupted. Economic growth turns downward, prices rise, whole industries suffer grave damage. It can be grim to watch. Still, there is something wonderfully comforting about this. It means that no man can finally ruin the world so long as economic forces are at work. Economics humbles despots, maybe not right away, but in the long run.
Mm.
So where are we today with the Trump administration's trade war, which arrogantly set out to reverse the market-driven development of the global division of labor? There is talk of recession in the air. The caller from earlier.
Yeah, somebody was talking about that.
Financial markets are about where they were when this all began and are facing downward pressure.
Hmm.
Germany appears to be in a recession. U.S. export markets for agricultural goods are so bad that the Trump administration is moving towards a third bailout.
There is farmers?
Yeah, that's what we talked about that briefly. You know, they put the tariffs on them, and now there's a bailout to make up for that. There is no greatness to behold. Chad Brown and Douglas Earn have issued the following ominous statement. I don't know who those guys are.
I'm guessing economists.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A future U.S. administration that wants to chart a more traditional course on trade will be able to undo some of the damage and start repairing the United States' tattered reputation as a reliable trading partner.
Mm.
In some respects, however, there will be no going back. The Trump administration's attack on the WTO and the expansive legal rationalizations it has given for many of its protectionist actions threaten to pull apart the unified global trading system. And on China, it has become clear that the administration is bent on severing, not fixing, the relationship. The separation of the world's two largest economies would trigger a global realignment.
That does not sound good.
Maybe. Yeah. For those other countries, maybe. Other countries would be forced to choose between rival trade blocs. Even if Trump loses re-election in 2020, global trade will never be the same.
Boy, that's a dire prediction.
And I said maybe, because if you have the two largest competitors in the industry, like collapsing, mm-hmm. right, that could give rise for an unknown producer of some sort of commodity or good that was previously hurt by whatever trade relations the U.S. and China had, that now is available to the global economy if they can keep up with production. You never know.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to make some money somewhere. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But in the meantime, you get farmers that might go out of business or whoever is going to get hurt by these tariffs inside the United States.
It's true that even under the best possible conditions, all interventions since January 2018 are reversed, and the U.S. goes hat in hand to country after country with a sense of regret for the absurdities of the last 18 months.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
During the next election cycle, you never know.
No, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, look, even if you put in a Democrat in 2020, maybe they'll undo some of the trade sanctions or whatever, but they'll probably put their own in. On top of that, because they've got people they don't like, right? Countries run by governments they disfavor and they want to punish. And it's just all about their own personal agenda and maximizing whatever opinions they've got.
If it's all anti-Trump sentiment, though, I think that it would go a long way to go like, yeah, he was an idiot and he did this and we're just going to undo that and, you know, sorry about the last 4 years or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, Obama could have done that with Bush, but he didn't.
That is also true.
Right? He could have come in there and been like, oh, I'm so sorry about this whole war in Iraq, Afghanistan thing. We're just going to go ahead and close this down, close down Guantanamo Bay. We'll bring back all the troops from all these different bases, and we're just going to mind our own business over here. We're willing to trade with you. But that wasn't what Obama was all about. He was about continuing business as usual in the U.S. It would have been Ron Paul who would have said those things, right?
So,
and they laughed him out of the primary. That's not what Americans want. Americans don't want to make right with the world. They want to be in charge, a lot of them, right? I mean, I'm speaking very generally here. They think that their S doesn't stink and that, you know, this is sort of ethnocentrism idea that America's the best. We're the best country in the world. We can do whatever we want.
Well, which is why I think when it says U.S. goes hat in hand, at some point you collapse so far that's your only option.
You have to be humble. You have to eat some crow.
You have been humbled. Now you must eat the crow.
There's more coming up here. Politicians aren't good at eating crow, though. That's the thing. You don't want to have a politician in that position because they're not so good at being humble. They're sociopaths. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. They don't care. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to say thank you to John, who is a silver amplifier. It's J-O-N, John, by the way. It's different spelling than you might be used to. Thank you, John, for becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, being a longtime supporter here on Free Talk Live. The AMP program allows you, our listener, to become a direct supporter here on Free Talk Live to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And who are we advertising, marketing, and promoting to? Well, mostly radio stations, but not just that. There are some other uses for that money. And you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get a list of some of the things that we are doing with your contributions, and also get a list of some of the perks that you get access to as a Free Talk Live amplifier, which include some of the supporters' chat rooms on our Discord forum. There's also an amp-only Facebook group for those of you still hanging out on Facebook. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. I'm told the group's still good, that it's still pretty active, but I just got to take people's word for it because I'm not on Facebook anymore.
There's a handful of regular contributors.
Good.
You know, yeah.
Amp.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up over there. And you had a little bit more from the economics is a honey badger, yeah, or the honey badger.
We can just finish it off. We were talking about going country to country, hat in hand, with a sense of regret for the absurdities of the last 18 months, and with a true dedication to restoring peace and prosperity.
But this would be the best way to undo the damage done by Trump and Obama and Bush.
And so on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It will take many years to repair the damage. The best possible path, like you said, Ian, is highly unlikely.
Yep.
At least this time, there appears to be a chance that the public blame will be placed in the right place. Maybe there will be learning, as there was following the similar debacle in the 1930s.
I hope so.
If there is to be learning, let economics be our teacher. If we refuse, however, economic reality won't care. It just keeps operating.
It'll keep teaching the lessons. Exactly. Whether or not you absorb them is a whole other
question.
Like
the honey badger who just powers on, to tie it back into the title. Economic reality won't care. It just keeps operating regardless of the intention of any of the world's most smart and powerful people. End of the article.
Jeffrey Tucker.
Yep.
And once again, the source on that, AI, ERR.org. Let's go to Mason. He's in Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM in Lynchburg. Hello, Mason.
Hey. I do agree with a lot of what he's saying with economics. The greatest allies of economics, or should I say the things that economics produces, I believe, is capitalism and also prosperity. You're right. It is a honey badger. It will do what it wants. And it has created a lot of freedom around the world, and it will continue creating freedom around the world, including places like China. And I do believe that Donald Trump, unlike most politicians and presidents before him, is actually causing a great stir in economics. And what he's doing, he's got a pair of scissors, and he's trimming up the big bush, the big monster of a bush of economics. He's just trimming it, making it look good, and getting it better for America and getting better deals. I don't believe that he's destroying America in any way, shape, or form.
You're saying all the tariffs and bailouts and all what we would consider to be economic destruction is trimming the bush of economics?
Tariffs, right now, tariffs created in Mexico a threat which made force them, forget the wall. We're fixing the immigration problem without
forget the wall. Okay.
Okay, give me a second.
Moving away from
that. Let's move away from that. Tariffs also with China that he's doing is causing Hong Kong and other little countries, especially Hong Kong, since they've had their freedom, they weren't Chinese all the time. They were under the British for a long time, mm-hmm. and they were a major city, and they're like the fourth economic house in Asia for sure. They're very strong, and it's creating where they're having American flags and singing our national anthem over in Hong Kong while facing China, which is a massive army.
I don't think that has anything to do with Donald Trump's tariffs.
Yes, I think it does, actually, because...
No. Please explain why you think that has
anything to do with that. Yeah, please, I've never made that connection.
Okay, well, first of all, Hong Kong is more of a Western society than it is Chinese or communist.
Have you been there?
Yes, just briefly for like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
It's a pretty well-known part of the economic zone.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. It's very free economically and historically has been. It's actually ranked frequently as the number one most economically free place, even after the Chinese took it over in the late 1990s.
Because they left it alone.
And it's right. And it's actually a very, as I understand it, a multicultural kind of place. Like, I've read stories about, like, if you want to get a job as a waitress, you better speak at least 4 languages fluently. There's no low-skill job there.
Yeah, no. Hong Kong is a very good representation of the Asian market. And where I do believe, like New York City here in America, is a major economic city. Hong Kong, China can't live without Hong Kong. And I think that because of Donald Trump's tariffs, these people, the citizens of Hong Kong, who still consider themselves not Chinese, but they consider themselves separate. They see that Donald Trump is willing to tell China, hey, you know, we're not going to do business like this anymore. You're not going to keep using slave labor. You're not going to keep stealing our patents, stealing our deals, making things cheaper, and then selling it back to us. He's saying, look, we're going to start some tariffs on you unless you straighten up your act, get the situation cleaned up, and then using it as a political measure.
It's definitely being used as a political measure. It's being used for the furtherance of Donald Trump's political campaign is what it is. And the people, as I understand, and I've not been following the Hong Kong situation closely, but as I understand it, it's a struggle for more localized control and so-called democracy as opposed
if somebody who lives in Hong Kong commits a crime against China, that they can go, they'll be taken to the mainland of China, which they definitely will, and they'll definitely be lost in their system because their prisons and they have some horrible
conditions. Right, and that's a legitimate concern. There's no doubt about it. And Donald Trump is not a factor in that situation.
Well, then tell me why they're shooting American flags and singing our national anthem and want freedom.
Because they don't understand what the real American
democracy is not freedom, and as Richie's pointing out, a lot of people don't understand. There's still a mythology out there that America has freedom, and we don't.
It's the idea of the American dream, not the actual American policies.
I would love to live the American dream myself. I'm still slaving away under creditors, under jobs, under everything. I'm just as much of a slave as someone in China at that point, because I have to go to work. If I don't go to work, I don't eat, I don't sleep. Nobody's going to be there to pick up my slack.
Well, so, unfortunately, Mason, while you're not wrong about some things, you've fallen under the great man syndrome that I think you touched on earlier tonight, Richie. And I think it was Jeffrey Tucker who mentioned it in his article. The idea that there's this great man out there, as you described it, with a pair of scissors who can just trim up the economy and make it, you know, a nicer looking bush or something like that. And the idea that one man can have the right direction to go or to know what is the right thing to do.
Okay, well, let's
the right
just say
tariffs
this.
To put into place. Tariffs are a tax on Americans. You understand that, right?
I do understand that. And tariffs, sometimes when you're growing or whatever, you get growing pains. That's what tariffs are to me.
No,
they're pain. They're pain that we have in economically for a little bit that causes our economy to boom and causes us to grow. I mean, we might have a different perspective on economics and tariffs.
That's not how it works. You don't cause the economy to boom by forcing people to pay more for things than they otherwise would pay.
What he's doing is just setting the global economy straight, because it's been crooked for a long time,
that
in my opinion.
That is ridiculous.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens, you know, guys. We'll see.
We're seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Farmers are losing business.
Recessions.
Farmers have been going out of business for a long time now, man.
So let's make it worse.
I feel bad for the farmers because it's like the mail system. It's like a lot of things that we used to have and that were strong at one point in time, but because of technology, because of things, you know, we always need to eat food. I get that. But nowadays we've got the ability to plow fields twice, three times the amount that we did 100 years ago because of technology.
Right, and the technology is a good thing. Tariffs are not technology. Tariffs are a bad old idea that gets in the way of development of business, that stops economics from transpiring, that stops trade from happening, and it stops people from doing the things that they want to do.
It's basic economic warfare.
And warfare just destroys people. Thank you for the call tonight.
It's political warfare,
Mason,
because economics doesn't care.
I do appreciate the call and the discussion. But, you know, you don't want to bring warfare into, you know, business. That's
not
productive.
It's destructive.
Right.
At its core.
It doesn't make things better. Picking a winner and picking a loser because you've got the bombs on your side? This is not what you want to have happen in a free country. But then again, nobody's under the delusion that this is a free country even anymore. And he actually admitted that during the call.
Chinese people are.
Yeah, unfortunately. There's still that mythology out there. Some of the folks in Africa who've called in still think that the U.S. is free as well. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.